Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer. We are at Prairie's Edge AgriService in that Sabin area. Charlie Perry is with us, first of all. And Charlie, first of all, we're standing in one of the soybean fields out here. Pretty ugly hailstorm you had through here.
Yeah, I honestly haven't seen anything like it. I haven't been in agriculture my whole life, but in the last 10 years, so seen enough. And this is something else. I don't know what to say. It's a complete loss in some areas.
Yeah, both corn and soybeans, everything just stripped right down. It's pretty ugly, like I said. So let's step back. Tell me a little bit about your business, how long you've been in business, and about your area.
Prairie's Edge AgriService started as a Pioneer dealership in 2011. And we started just selling seed and have grown into crop protection. We've been doing custom application for 3 years now, just completed our third year. And that's grown quite a bit, quite fast. So
before this storm hit, what was the crop looking like?
In this area, phenomenal. And then, like I said earlier, you go a mile and a half, 2 miles either direction, it still looks really, really good.
It was a long swath, but not very wide?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, it kind of seems like Barnesville back to Minnesota, back to Davenport, North Dakota, a couple miles wide along that line.
Once hit by it, certainly a tough deal. Introduce me to the rest of your crew here.
Alex Hansen is an associate with us, been with us for a year now from Barnesville, Minnesota. And Eric Barker started with me in high school part-time, day one pretty much, so he's still here.
Well, let's talk about it. Alex, from your perspective, tell me what you've seen in this region as far as the crop.
Yeah, so I'm farm myself as well, just about 6 miles to the east of here, and everything's looking pretty good. Started off a little dry, but had enough moisture to get the crop up and going, and got some very timely rains. And our little area here didn't really get hit by the little dry spell we had a couple weeks back, so everything's looking real nice.
So that corn, if you had to step back, you think you got a 200 bushel crop? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's possible. We'll see. There's some good kernel counts down in a couple areas compared to last year, but I think it'll be close, yes.
How about in the soybeans?
Oh, I grow a lot of Liberty beans. I'm trying out some new Extend beans out of Pioneer this year, and they both look very, very nice. I'm hoping for 45, maybe 50 bushel.
Let's see what we get. Eric, as far as weed issues, did you see a lot of challenges in the area this year?
There's some, mainly in the sugar beet area, just because they don't have the Liberty option or Extend option, but yeah, sugar beets were tough.
I've seen some really tough looking beets here as we've been driving along this hailstorm too.
They're
topped already, right? Exactly right. So these guys getting queued up for 19 already, or what are you hearing from growers?
I don't know too many guys thinking about 19 yet, but probably just hoping to get through harvest yet.
How close do you think we are?
That's tough to say. I don't know, probably a couple weeks out yet.
So big iron time, we might be thinking about getting to roll into some beans?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to skip big iron this year.
Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. Well, appreciate having a chance to make a stop at your operation here.
Thank you.
Talking with Charlie Perry and Alex and Eric as well from Prairie's Edge AgriService at Sabin.